The U.S. air campaign in Afghanistan made extensive use of cluster bombs. Many of those bombs did not detonate when they were dropped, but when people pick them up, they can explode with deadly effect. Mike Schuster prepared this report from the western city of Herat.
Sean Morehouse bounces from village to village outside Herat in his Land Rover looking for things to blow up. Morehouse is a 34-year-old former British soldier now working for a group called Swiss Mine Action. He's here in Afghanistan to help the World Food Program clear unexploded bombs and other ordnance so that the civilian population of Herat can be protected and the World Food Program can distribute badly needed food here without its workers getting killed in the process. Morehouse says unexploded cluster bombs have already killed 41 people here since the U.S. attacked targets around the city in October and November. Children are some of the victims.
At least six children I can think of have been killed in two incidents involving cluster bombs in a single location. The yellow color and the black writing and the little parachute on the end makes it something that children want to play with.
Each cluster bomb contains 202 bomblets. These are small yellow canisters with a little cloth parachute on top that slows their descent to earth. There were many military targets around Herat. The Taliban had large concentrations of tanks, anti-aircraft, and soldiers here. But Morehouse says he has found unexploded cluster bomblets far from military targets.
They've been dropped in houses, in the gardens, in fields, vineyards. People couldn't cultivate the fields because of them. They couldn't actually live in the houses because of them. Pretty much all around the city, to be honest with you.
Morehouse's destination this day is a battlefield in what's known as Military Area No. 4, a sprawling Taliban base to the northwest of Herat. This area was demolished by the American attacks. Facilities everywhere are now piles of mangled rubble. Many tanks have been hit. Morehouse has driven out on a barren, windy ground where the Taliban tried to hide tanks in the shaded pockets of the hilly terrain. The U.S. dropped many cluster bombs against these targets, and lots of bomblets litter the hills.
We are on the edge of a cluster strike, and we're going to walk over that hill. Don't pick anything up if it's yellow or it's not. If you want to shout and say, yeah, I've found something, then that's fair enough, but please don't assume that just because it's lying on the ground, it's all innocent and stuff. Don't kick anything, stones and stuff, which may hit something you haven't seen yet. A lot of things will set them off, but looking at them won't. But when they go off with a huge bang, and we don't want to be anywhere near one when it goes off.
You don't have to walk far to reach a field that's practically covered with the deadly yellow canisters. Morehouse gets right up to one, close enough to read the designations on its side.
Bomb fragmentation, BLU-97AB.
And you can see this little inflatable device at the top of it.
It's an attached inflated decelerator. It's a parachute. There's one there, one here. There's another one just in the ground down here. There's a lot more around the corner. If you want to look on that side of the hill, you can see more submunitions lying all the way up that valley.
The Pentagon doesn't hide the fact that some cluster bomblets do not detonate. Back in November, Central Command gave Morehouse geographical coordinates of its cluster bomb strikes around Herat and its own estimates of how many bomblets did not explode. The Pentagon assumes that 5 to 7% fail to go off, but Morehouse discovered from a similar project in Kosovo that the failure rate is above 15%. He says they can be found sometimes up to a mile away from where CENTCOM thought they would be. So far, in almost 2 months of work, he and his local crews have destroyed 1,000 cluster bomblets. He estimates there are 4,000 more left around the city. Occasionally, Morehouse finds bigger explosive devices that need getting rid of. Here in these hills, he's discovered the unexploded warhead of a Soviet-made Frog 7 missile, a version of the Scud, blown apart by an American strike on its mobile launcher.
Definitely a live warhead. What we don't know is whether the fuse is activated or not. Can't tell that just from looking at it, so we have to treat it as if it's armed. The large crater here beside the launcher, which has devastated it, tells us the most likely scenario is that the missile itself was blown off the launcher by the explosion.
Morehouse also discovered one unexploded American 2,000-pound bomb, which had burrowed more than 15 feet underground in the center of Herat, but did not explode. It took 2 weeks to dig it up. It was then moved to a remote location and blown up. David Catrude of the World Food Program says Morehouse will have to get rid of all the unexploded ordnance around Herat, whether it is close to civilians or not.
As we take all unexploded ordnance out of the region, this allows us to make sure that it doesn't make its way towards impeding any humanitarian assistance in another part of this zone. The ultimate goal is the safety of humanitarian workers, to facilitate the movement of humanitarian supplies, and to ensure the safety of the actual recipients.
It could take up to 8 months to clear just Herat and its environs of unexploded cluster bomblets. That means more people and more children are likely to die before all the cluster bomblets left by the American air campaign here are destroyed. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Herat, Afghanistan.